Residents of the town of Coburg are largely giving the thumbs down to a proposed 9-story residential and commercial development in the downtown core. The Balder Corporation, 410 Planning and Design, and Des Capital are proposing 196 housing units with commercial space and 212 parking spots at 202 2nd Street. At a public hearing Wednesday afternoon, the developers presented their 9-story building, stating the height would be in line with the middle of the bell tower at Victoria Hall, essentially across the street. The building would overlook Lake Ontario and Coburg Marina, but be hidden behind the historic wall of King Street. Former mayors John Henderson and Gil Brockenier were among 23 people asking to speak, and many other written submissions. Both stated this would go against the official community plan and the goals of the town. Brockenier highlighted that Coburg does not have any structures higher than 4 stories, keeping with the historic height of older buildings in town.
There are nothing above 4 stories in the main central area, as directed by the official plan. But here we are today with a development proposal that is an affront to main central Coburg in general and to Victoria Hall. In particular, the approval of 9- and 7-story condos would degrade the significance of Victoria Hall, which I previously stated as the most important building in Coburg, but in fact, it is the most important building in Northumberland County.
The developers are seeking an amendment to the official community plan and a bylaw amendment in order to construct. The property in question is being used for municipal parking, but if the project were to proceed, it would feature commercial use on the first floor with residential units above and parking on the first 4 floors. Coburg Mayor Lucas Cleveland is in favor of development at 202 2nd Street, stating this is long overdue, but he adds he cannot support this project at this stage.
That I do not support this project in its current form. Now, while I do not speak for this council in those words, I would suggest that possibly the majority, certainly, if not every member on this council, does not support it in some way or another.
Cleveland warned the crowd gathered in the public gallery that this meeting was for public comment only, and that a decision by council was not going to be made following this meeting. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.